Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Istish'aru azamatillahi ta'ala, feeling and experiencing the supreme greatness of Allah the Exalted. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khada'atil wujuh li'azamatih wa khashatil jibahu li'izzatih wa bakatil 'uyun min khashyatih wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل في علاه واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. All praise be to Allah, before whose grandeur faces submit, and before whose might foreheads become humble, and eyes shed tears out of awe for him. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, without any partners, and we bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is his servant and messenger. O Allah, bestow blessings, peace and grace upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them. I counsel you, servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah Most High says,
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
And fear a day when you will be returned to Allah. Then every soul will be compensated for what it earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. O believers, Allah Most High says, describing Himself,
وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ,
and He is the Most High, the Supremely Great. Glorified is He, exalted is His status, great is His affair, and magnificent is His power. Those who believe in their Lord perceive this experientially. They are those who listen to his words and contemplate the verses of his book and the signs of his creation. As a result, their hearts become humble, their bodies tremble, and their eyes overflow with tears out of reverence, glorification, awe, and veneration, just as it was the state of the prophets, peace be upon them. The Most Merciful describes them saying,
أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل ومن هدينا واجتبينا إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا.
Those are the ones upon whom Allah has bestowed favor from among the prophets of the descendants of Adam, and of those who were carried in the ark with Noah, and of the descendants of Abraham in Israel, and of those whom we guided and chose. When the verses of the Most Merciful were recited to them, they fell down, prostrating and weeping. Our Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, Iqra alayya al-Qur'an, recite the Qur'an to me. So he recited Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 of the Qur'an to him, until he reached the verse,
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِن كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا.
So how will it be when we bring from every nation a witness, and we bring you, O Muhammad, against these people as a witness? Ibn Mas'ud said, I raised my head and saw tears flowing from his eyes. One of the things that increases a believer's fear of his Lord an awareness of His greatness, is contemplating His creation and reflecting upon the signs of His power, following the guidance of our Prophet. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "One night the Messenger of Allah stood in prayer, and he continued weeping until his beard became wet. When Bilal saw him weeping, he said, 'O Messenger of Allah, why are you weeping when Allah has forgiven you your past and future sins?' The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, 'لقد نزلت علي الليلة آية ويل لمن قرأها ولم يتفكر فيها.'" لقد نزلت علي الليلة آية ويل لمن قرأها ولم يتفكر فيها.
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب.
Tonight a verse was revealed to me. Indeed, the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day are signs for those of understanding. How beautiful it is for us to follow the example of the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, in contemplating the words of Allah Most High and perceiving and experiencing His supreme greatness, so that we can be among those whom the Lord of the worlds describe as follows.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء.
Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book wherein is reiteration. The skins shiver therefrom of those who fear their Lord. Then their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah, by which He guides whom He wills. So, O Allah, make us among those who contemplate Your words, reflect upon Your creation, feel and experience Your supreme greatness, and guide us all to show obedience to You, and obedience to Your Messenger, Muhammad, and obedience to those whom You have ordered us to show obedience to, as You have said,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
O you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I say these words of mine and I seek forgiveness from Allah for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the forgiving, the merciful.
الحمد لله الذي قامت السماوات والأرض بأمره وخضعت الكائنات لعظمته والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين.
All praise is due to Allah, who established the heavens and the earth by His command, and to whose supreme greatness all creatures submit. May peace and blessings be upon our Master Muhammad, his family, companions, and followers. O believers, one of the ways for a person to increase his veneration of his Lord, his reverence of His Majesty, and his conscious awareness of His grandeur, is to remember Him abundantly, which leads to his heart becoming humble, and his soul tranquil and at peace. This is among the qualities of the believers. Allah, the Lord of the world, says,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ.
The believers are only those, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. These are the ones whom Allah brings close to Himself and grants them nearness unto Himself and shades them under the shade of His throne, as the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said,
سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ وَمِنْهُمْ رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ.
7 people will be shaded by Allah under His shade on the day when there will be no shade except His. And among them is a man who remembers Allah in private and his eyes overflow with tears. Therefore, let us strive, O servants of Allah, to contemplate His words, reflect on His creation, and increase in His remembrance. This will yield reverence and fear in us towards Him, and it will lead us to His good pleasure and His eternal paradise. Allah says,
جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ.
The reward with their Lord is gardens of perpetual residence beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide eternally. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. That is for whoever has feared His Lord. O Allah, bestow blessings, peace and mercy upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family and his companions, and be pleased with the rightly guided caliphs Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, and with all the noble companions and those who follow them until the Day of Judgment. O Allah, we ask You for a humble heart, a remembering tongue, true certainty, righteous deeds which are accepted by You, and to increase us in reverence, glorification, fear and veneration for You. O Lord, we ask You to shade us under the shade of Your throne, honor us with Your good pleasure and eternal paradise, and favor us with the opportunity to behold Your holy countenance. O Allah, guide the leader of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his trustworthy Crown Prince, to what You love and are pleased with. O Allah, preserve the stability, progress, and prosperity of the United Arab Emirates. O Allah, have mercy upon Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Rashid, the founding leaders, Sheikh Maktoum, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, and admit them into Your spacious gardens by Your grace, and encompass the martyrs of the nation with Your mercy and forgiveness. O Allah, have mercy upon the Muslim men and Muslim women, the living and the deceased. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely great, and He will remember you. Be grateful for His blessings, and He will increase you in blessings. And our final supplication is that all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds.